Well, Captain Keith Holmes has competed in over 160 offshore powerboat races, and he and his team have won about half of them. He's also an expert on marine engines, and he travels all over touting the benefits of ethanol fuel. Why do he and his Cat Can Do racing team burn ethanol? Well, let's find out. Keith, thanks so much for being on Greening the Great Lakes.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Keith, let's talk a little bit about your racing and the Cat Can Do, and then we'll get into why ethanol.
Yeah, the benefits that we're finding and why we switched over to ethanol on my Cat Can Do race boat was the numbers, the cost of the fuel. Number one, we were racing a petroleum-based 116-octane blend of Sunoco, and we were roughly making about 1,500 horsepower with a couple of big block 557 Chevy marine engines. We switched over to ethanol back in 2014, and when we made the change, we're using basically an E85 blend, made the change, and we went up to 1,700 horsepower, and we gained another 225 foot-pounds of torque. Once we started racing those engines, we started to realize the benefits, the longevity. Prior to that, we'd see four races if we were lucky. You know, and I'm talking about $125,000 engines here. These are not just, you know, lightweight power. This is big power, superchargers, electronic injection, 200-pound injectors. This is high-dollar stuff. And we're racing against some of the best-built Mercury racing marine engines known to man nowadays that are out there they're producing 1,650 horsepower with twin turbo engines. As we started racing in 2014, we started realizing the benefits. The engines they ran cooler. They didn't get as hot as much. We had cooler air intake charges. The longevity started coming after the fourth race, the fifth race, the sixth race. We went 14 races on the first set of ethanol engines we built. And wow, that was almost a year and a half of racing in our marine world. It was just phenomenal for us.
Well, what prompted you to try the ethanol in the first place? I mean, the racing, I don't need to tell you, is a serious business. And you're taking a big chance by going to something that a lot of other folks in your shoes would not have had the wherewithal to try.
You know, Kirk, I've been kind of just like Annick, I'm kind of a creative guy. We race against some really big dollar race teams that are funded by like Geico's and Citron's and in the offshore game, Lucas Oil. So some of those guys got better funding than us, and that's why they can afford some of the more expensive built engines. So I was just trying to find an edge on the competition and just been a racer all my life from snowmobiles to cars and dirt bikes. You know, I just was always paying attention. I seen what the car world was already doing with ethanols and seen it available out on the streets, on the pumps, and I was like, I like the price of it. You know, we were paying $12 a gallon before, and we were going through, you know, 3,000 to 4,000 gallons a year racing. So that was a huge part of our budget was the fuel expense. So I just thought that, from everything I've seen and a few people I've talked to, and there was another fellow out there that also races another American ethanol boat that's broke some speed records today. He was another guy that gave me some advice and kind of just followed in their footsteps and, you know, I was the first guy doing it in the circuit for offshore powerboat racing.
Yeah, for our listeners who may not be real familiar with offshore powerboat, but tell us a little bit about the type of boat the Cat Can Do. It's a catamaran, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Correct. Yes, it's an offshore 40-foot catamaran built right here in Michigan, in Douglas, Michigan. It's powered with two 1,700 horsepower ethanol engines. It runs throughout the Great Lakes, the oceans, any body of water we can get our boats onto. They range in 40 to 50 feet, and we run almost in race form 200 miles an hour. And basically, we are the fastest offshore powerboats in the world.
My guest is Keith Holmes. He has competed in over 160 offshore powerboat races. He and his team have won over 80 of those. That's over 50%. He's also an expert on marine engines, and he is a staunch advocate of ethanol. Let's talk a little bit about environmental effects. I mean, obviously, you're doing good things for the water when you're burning ethanol as opposed to conventional fuels.
Yeah, no, that's one of the nicest parts about the fuel that I've really got to learn and enjoy since I've done that was it was a huge benefit of the how it was so earth friendly, and that it just you got that natural increase of octane in the fuel. You got the benefit of the performance and boosting the power, and then we got the the added bonus of the environment, where we can protect our environment, reduce the carbon that's going out of our marine engines that go directly into the water. We're almost running 100% blend of ethanol, which is, so we're almost reduced our carbon 100%. And then, not to mention all the boats that are out there today that are using E10 fuels, that we've stepped up the game in the last 10 years, that is supplied all at our pumps throughout Michigan. That's helping the environment as well. And keep in mind, on the waterways, we drink the water here out of Lake Michigan, we swim in it, and we eat the fish.
Yeah, and that speaks for itself. So you kind of you anticipated my next question. We've been talking about powerboat racing, but just people who have powerboats for pleasure, you're seeing an uptick in folks using ethanol.
We basically here at our business, CK Motorsports, we're a certified Mercury dealer, and we service about 500 to 600 boats throughout the Great Lakes. I would say 98% of our customers that come through our shop are street-based fuel purchasers that are buying out of the regular pump that every automotive car uses. And we're seeing all the fuel systems a lot more drier. We don't see the condensation and waters and the fuels that we used to see over the years. I've been doing this for almost 30 years, and I've been through all motorcycles, snowmobiles, you know, the car world, the water and our fuel, you know, out of the petroleum, you know, freezing. And we don't see water in our fuel like we used to 10, 15 years ago.
When someone comes into CK Motorsports, and I'll just mention that it's in Nunica, Michigan, on the west side of the state, and not too far from Grand Rapids, but are some people skeptical about ethanol? I mean, is there an educational process? There are a lot of myths out there about how ethanol is going to damage this engine or that engine. So I imagine there's an educational process for some of your customers.
Yes, most definitely. And what we just reassure them that all the fuels, the E10 fuels that are out there, are safe to run in your marine engine. They have been for the last two decades. You know, you've still got your standard basic warranty that the manufacturers all cover, from Mercury to Honda to, you know, Evinrude and Kawasaki. That's all the standard warranties. They're all safe to use. And, you know, just the reassurance to them that there's nothing wrong with ethanol, because, like you said, there's a lot of myths out there. And I think there's been a lot of scare tactics used by a lot of the petroleum business that kind of put, you know, people open up their eyes and ears about it, and then they ask questions. And, you know, basically we put that to rest for them and reassure them that everything's performing 100% for them and they have no concerns.
Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that your Cat Can Do boat, your catamaran, is sponsored. You have several sponsors, but one, our good friends at the Corn Marketing Program of Michigan. That's a pretty obvious sponsorship when you're burning the ethanol, Keith. They couldn't be more delighted about your success.
Oh, yes. We just really enjoy having Michigan Corn come on board with our team and the ethanol program they bring and the benefits and helping educate everybody. Just a great group of people. I got to spend some time a few weeks back down at MIS at one of the NASCAR races, and just very great people, wonderful support for the ethanol world. And, you know, we're tied in with the big bigger ethanol program with American Ethanol, the big group, and it's just a great family of farmers that really live and breathe this like we do. And I've been just joyed to be a part of it, and I've appreciated everything that they've done for me.
Well, Keith, congratulations to you and to your team. A lot of folks, when they think about MIS, we've had those folks on this program as well, but they think about powerboat racing, offshore powerboat. I mean, they may not be aware. They see all of these engines. They hear the noise. They're not aware that you folks are also committed to environmental sustainability.
That's right, and we really, I think it's a huge thing for out in our waterways. You know, we've got to protect the Great Lakes. It's one of our wonders of the world, and I'm glad that I've learned all about it, and all the ethanol folks have taught me so much today. And, you know, I'm just honored that I help support the market and represent for everybody in this world.
Well, Keith, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. I've been talking with Captain Keith Holmes. He's an iconic offshore powerboat racer. His boat is the Cat Can Do catamaran. He also owns CK Motorsports in Nunica, Michigan. Keith, a pleasure, and maybe I'll get a chance to watch your boat race one of these days.
That would be awesome. Yeah, you get out and about or in our area, stop in and say hi. We'd love to have you. Any race, come on in and shout at us, or we'd love to entertain you.